Two San Francisco jails remain locked down as violence escalates. Two San Francisco jails remained on lockdown April 15 as inmate violence and assaults against law enforcement continued to escalate, prompting deputies to call for the deployment of the California National Guard. The San Francisco Deputy Sheriff's Association, a union which represents more than 720 deputies, pleaded with the sheriff for help, saying staffing at the jails was insufficient. "Given the severity of these challenges, I demand that you immediately request the deployment of the California National Guard to temporarily supplement our current staffing levels," wrote Ken Loma, the union's president, in a letter to Sheriff Paul Miyamoto. "Their presence is crucial to provide immediate relief and enhance the safety and security of our facilities for all personnel and inmates." The San Francisco County Sheriff's Department announced the closure of the facilities, known as Jail No. 2 on 7th Street downtown and Jail No. 3 in San Bruno, about 15 miles from the city center, Saturday in response to an increase in assaults on deputies and jail staff by inmates, the department reported. Inmates have injured 7 staff members since March 29, according to the department. The union additionally reported what it says is a troubling trend of incidents last year at the two facilities. In 2023, 240 prisoner fights were reported, representing a nearly 60% increase from the previous year, according to the union. The number of attacks on prisoners by other prisoners has also jumped by nearly 80% over the same period, the union reported. "The jails will remain on lockdown until further notice," Sheriff spokeswoman Tara Moriarty told the Epoch Times. "Officials lock the jails down to protect those who work, visit, or live in the facilities," the sheriff's department said. "We are actively investigating these incidents to ascertain their root causes and any potential correlation," Ms. Moriarty said in a press release Saturday. "It is imperative that we identify and address the factors contributing to these assaults to prevent future occurrences." Normal operations at the two jails were expected to resume this week, the department said. Jail No. 2 houses up to nearly 400 inmates and is the only county jail that houses women. Jail No. 3 houses up to about 770 inmates. The county operates 8 jails overseeing an average of about 1,220 inmates each day,